The attack in France has inspired millions of people to take a stand for free speech and for the right to offend, which was Charlie Hebdo's mission as a satirical magazine. But chanting for free speech doesn't make it so. On the BBC, a cartoonist for the London Daily Mirror, Martin Rosen, talked about the cartoon he would have liked to run today, but cannot.
It's actually a very supportive cartoon to Muslims who deplore these people who murder in the name of their religion and murder more Muslims than they do anybody else, would be a picture of the Prophet Muhammad wearing a T-shirt saying, "Not in my name." But I'd never get it published in this country.
Because for all the displays of defiance, intimidation works. On that same BBC broadcast, Professor Bill Durote, who teaches international relations, blamed political correctness for teaching a generation of young people that no one has the right to offend them.
Many politicians have been arguing that people's feelings are sacrosanct. We teach children that their emotions are the most important thing in the world and that being offended could lead to sanctions against those that cause offense. Our culture has created this obsession with offense. And unfortunately, I think today we've seen an extreme expression of that.
He also found it ironic that French officials took a stand for the free speech rights of a magazine when it restricts the free speech rights of individuals.
The French state, François Hollande, makes his points about free speech, but this is the same government that introduced a ban on French Muslim women wearing the veil. So I think what we need to understand is that our own culture is extremely confused about these issues. And actually, in my opinion, there's only one valid position, which is that there should be no limits on freedom of expression, not just for the media, but for anyone.
As for whether this attack will end up encouraging or inhibiting journalists, on CNN, Anderson Cooper spoke with Martin Godoy, who survived the massacre and took that now famous cell phone video.
If the idea was to silence freedom of expression, to...
Well, it's failed.
It's failed. Mm.
They wanted to make Charlie Hebdo disappear. They actually made it a legend.
Maybe. But just the same, I think that most editors will continue to think long and hard about printing cartoons that ridicule Islam, which, of course, does not at all help Islam's image. It only reinforces the idea that while lampooning other religions gets you fired or unfriended, ridiculing Islam gets you killed. One thing I am pretty sure of, it's going to be harder to argue that spy agencies shouldn't be able to use every tool they have to stop an enemy that is this ruthless and is so easily offended.